completely empty box, if you'd like to examine it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I see nothing in this box but a wasted childhood.
A little snarky there, cello lessons. And we have this completely ordinary cylinder, if you'd like to examine it.
Ordinary, yet I sense it is dripping with magical potential.
Oh, dear Lord. A man pops out for a moment to evacuate his bowels and catch up on the adventures of the Cape Crusader, only to emerge and discover his apartment has been transformed into a cabaret.
Sheldon, he's just practicing for his cousin's birthday party.
As I was saying, empty box, empty cylinder, and... voila.
I'm telling you, dude, there's a seat on the Hogwarts Express with your name on it.
This is how you're going to entertain your little cousin and his friends? By lying to them?
How is this lying?
A magic show is an inherently deceitful proposition. This is an ordinary top hat. You've chosen that card freely. I do not have a set of lockpicks lodged in my keister.
Can't you just enjoy the wonder, Sheldon? Why must you peek behind the curtain or rub the butt?
If we poison the critical thinking faculties of children by telling them that rabbits come out of hats, then we create adults who believe in astrology and homeopathy and that Ryan Reynolds was a better choice for Green Lantern than lovable rogue Nathan Fillion.
Sheldon, he's just gonna do a few magic tricks for some kids. I really don't think they're gonna end up liking the Green Lantern movie.
Don't be so hard on him. It's natural to be a little cranky when you have a quarter in your ear.
Coins lodged in body parts is not a source of amusement. When I was 5, Billy Sparks put a Mexican peso up my nose.
How is that not amusing?
It's still there. Takes me 45 minutes to get through airport security.
Look, I made Sheldon disappear. Ta-da.
Next time, you should open with that.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids. Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that with a big bang.
Hey! Ooh, look who's out on a date. Pasadena's favorite power couple, Shamey.
And that is the answer to the question, what is wrong with eating at the Cheesecake Factory?
So are we celebrating anything special tonight?
Oh, yes. Our relationship agreement specifies that the second Thursday of every month, or the third Thursday in a month with 5 Thursdays, is date night.
That is so hot.
All right. Without objection, the minutes of the previous date are considered read and agreed to. Any new business?
How was your day?
Superb. This morning, I made a palindrome with my alphabets. A nice hat, Bob Tehaken.
Sounds like you hit the ground running. I have a bit of good news myself. My most recent paper on how cooperative long-term potentiation can map memory sequences and dendritic branches made the cover of Neuron.
Oh, speaking of good news, somebody just hit 100 Twitter followers.
That's nice. Anyway, I've been dreaming of this day for a long time.
Yeah, me too. Triple digits? I'm not gonna lie. Feels pretty good.
Sheldon, I'm the sole author on a paper being published in a distinguished journal that may change the course of my field.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ooh, 101! Air's getting a bit thin up here.
So are we ready to order?
Give me a minute. I'm gonna go wash up.
Well, that's odd. We both washed up when we came in. It's probably a euphemism for urination.
Sheldon, what is wrong with you?
Well, not much. Although I can be faulted for being overly fond of koala bears. I don't know what it is. When they start munching on eucalyptus, I just melt inside.
Okay, Amy just told you some exciting news and you acted like it was no big deal.
Oh, I see why you're confused. No, her news sounded important, but what you're forgetting is it was an achievement in the field of biology. That's all about yucky, squishy things.
She's upset. You're her boyfriend. You have to at least try to be excited by the things she's excited by.
What if they simply don't excite me?
Well, just smile and think about koalas.
She'd see right through that. We go to the zoo all the time. She knows my koala face. And for future reference, it's this.
Magic stuff.
Yeah, started when I was a teenager. Thought I could show a girl a few tricks and invite her up to my bedroom to see the rest of the act.
Did it work?
Let's just say the only wand that ever saw any action was this one. Oh, look what my mom made us for the act.
I like the fabric. Where'd she get it?
Well, she cut up one of her old bathing suits. She made these two vests and half a dozen napkins.
Has she tried on the vest yet?
I just gave it to her!
I hope it fits. She has a tricky figure. She's short and stacked like me.
She's not stacked like you, Ma. She never steps on hers.
Listen, Howie, maybe I'm not the best choice to be a magician's assistant.
You'll do fine. Hand me those rings. See? You nailed it.
No, it's just that I'm not that comfortable with little kids.
Yeah, well, that's because you haven't been around them much. This is good practice. I mean, you are gonna be a mom someday, right?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I haven't seen this trick in years. It's called the dove pan. You let everyone see the pan is empty, but there's a secret compartment in the lid. And then you open it and produce a live... Don't look in there.
Oh, a little Red Dead Redemption, huh?
Yes.
How come you're not doing a mission? You're just wandering around.
Had a rough night. Thought I'd go for a walk and clear my head.
Some people go outside and do that.
It's after 9 o'clock. At this hour, the streets of Pasadena are teeming with drunken sailors and alley cats.
You want to talk about it?
No. I think I'll just go in this saloon and drink my troubles away.
No, digital alcohol is never a solution. What's going on?
Hard as this may be to believe, it's possible that I'm not boyfriend material.
Glad I was sitting down for that. Did you and Amy get in a fight?
Amy had a fight. I was being perfectly reasonable. I'm gonna have a whiskey. Do you want anything?
No, I can't. I'm playing Grand Theft Auto later. Look, I'm no expert in women.
But... I'll say.
That's not necessary when someone's trying to help you.
Sorry, it's the alcohol talking going.
Sometimes with women, you want to listen to what upsets them and show them that you can grow and change.
Nuts to that. What else you got?
I don't know what to tell you. Buy her something.
How does that work?
Well, you skip over any attempt to repair your emotional connection and you win back her affection with an empty financial gesture.
Well, that approach has Sheldon Cooper written all over it.
Thought I could help.
It's appreciated. And if you ever manage to find a woman again, I'll be glad to return the favor.